We continue our coverage on mental health of workers as the pandemic drags on. A brand new report that was released this morning by Morneau Shepell shows that 9 months into this, COVID-19 is straining our psychological health, causing depression and decreased workplace productivity. Paula Allen is the Senior Vice President of Research, Analytics, and Innovation at Morneau Shepell, and we've reached her in Toronto this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Allen, what are the key findings in this new mental health index for December?
Well, the overall finding actually is here in December, several months after the pandemic has started, we're in the exact same place as we were in April. We had a massive decline in mental health because of the uncertainty and all the change, and started to improve a little bit around the latter part of summer, and then declined again to this point in December. So not looking all that great for us at this point in time.
And people are also concerned about, if you are concerned about a coworker's mental health, what are the steps you're recommending?
Well, actually, a third of people are saying that they are concerned about a coworker's mental health. Now, the first thing is that's good that we are recognizing what's going on with our colleagues. Like, even with the work from home situation, we're able to pick up those cues. The next thing is that not to be afraid to say something. You know, just be human. Just say that you are concerned. You've seen something different. And ideally, most organizations have an employee assistance program. So check if you do, because if you do have one, that's a perfect place to recommend that somebody go. They can call. It doesn't have to be in person. They get the support that they need. That's really the best next step.
And Ms. Allen, were there any signs of optimism in this report at all?
Well, there's a few things that are going in a positive direction. So even though our overall mental health has declined, isolation, a number of things, we are seeing improvement in our financial well-being. So as a result of this pandemic, there's not a lot of money and not a lot of things to spend your money on. But also people are paying attention to their finances a little bit more because we've been really shaken up. So that's improved. We're a little less anxious because we've gotten over that first edge. But overall, it's still something that we need to be concerned about because the stress that we've been under has really been on us for quite some time, which means that it's wearing on us. Our burnout is increasing. And there really are some indications of long-term impact if we don't act now. If we do, we're still in a better place.
What are the findings about vaccines?
Well, interestingly, we're finding that the older you are, the more likely you are to take the vaccine. We actually have a little bit of an issue with younger employees because a number of those are not interested in actually taking the vaccine. So your likelihood of participating in this vaccine program goes up perfectly with age. So I do think it is something to pay attention to because obviously we want everybody to be healthy. We want everybody to have informed choices. But that was an interesting finding for us.
And nearly 50% of respondents reported that they didn't get to use their vacation time. I can't imagine. Is that also a big a big stressor, do you think?
Well, we've been disrupted in so many ways, and our typical vacation patterns have been disrupted. So I think, unfortunately, people have just delayed and not taken vacation, which is not great. I mean, we need that time to decompress. We need that time to just, change our focus of our minds, because we can't be working constantly and not have things that are fun and not stretch ourselves and not have that time for relaxation. So I think people really need to pay attention to the purpose of a vacation, which is just downtime and not necessarily travel time. And also, perhaps employers could look at creative ways that people could use their vacation, because I do know a number of parents, for example, would appreciate perhaps using their vacation in bits and pieces to have shorter work days because they are under a fair bit of stress right now, just keeping up with everything that's going on in their lives.
And in what ways, how are women affected more negatively?
Well, throughout this pandemic, we found that women are affected more negatively, and for a couple of reasons, a number of reasons, actually. One is that women are more likely to be primary caregivers, and we find if you are a caregiver or if you are a parent, co-parent or single parent, your mental health has been much more negatively impacted. That's been a very dramatic finding because you have responsibility for another human being in addition to dealing with the issues that you're dealing with. The other is financial insecurity. So many women are in jobs that are less secure, more likely to have that reduction in salary or reduction in hours. And we're finding that that reduction in income has really proved itself to be quite straining and quite stressful, even a bit more so than losing your job altogether because you're in this limbo situation. So we found a number of reasons why women are really a little bit more vulnerable at this particular point in time and really need to attend to self-care and be supported by others.
And Paula Allen, these Morneau-Chappelle reports are a regular thing. And the last time we spoke, it showed a decline in overall mental health. How troubling is it? How concerned are you about this continued decline, this downward spiral seemingly?
I'm becoming more and more concerned. I was very concerned in April when we had that initial decline, but we had a massive shock. It would have been unusual for us not to see a decline in mental health. You know, the one thing that really kind of stood out was how massive it was for so many people, with the anxiety that we had, with the uncertainty that we had. But what we hope to see over time is people adapting. What we hope to see over time is those who have risk taking action to manage that risk. And we have seen that, but we are still in a pretty negative place. And with any health issue, the longer you delay getting care, the longer you are not in a good place, the longer you are experiencing your symptoms, the more difficult it is to get out. So I really think during this sort of, you know, second wave of attention and second wave of concern from a pandemic point of view, we really need to make sure that we are attending to our mental health because the impact of that will last much longer than the impact of virus. We do not have a vaccine for mental health. We have to take action to support each other, but also reach out for professional care when needed.
Paula Allen, thank you so much for speaking with the VOCM Morning Show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.